This is Tom Roy with radio news from Waveform's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Paul Lewis and Dan Roberts in The Guardian report that on September 25th, several senators combined various legislation recently being proposed to rein in United States government surveillance into the Intelligence Oversight and Surveillance Reform Act. Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, Mark Udall, Democrat from Colorado, and Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, introduced the bill. The act would prohibit the NSA's bulk collection of phone records of Americans under Section 215 of the Patriot Act and close a so-called, quote, back door, unquote, that potentially enables the NSA to intercept the internet communications of Americans swept up in a program protected by Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act. Russia Today reports that Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, who is the chairperson of the Senate Intelligence Committee, will introduce a weaker bill that would not limit the current scope of NSA surveillance. Howard Ryken, the Chicago Tribune, reports that among the 24 winners of the 2013 MacArthur Fellowships, or Genius Grants, announced on Wednesday, September 25th, several are radio-related artists. Each winner received $625,000 over a five-year period with no strings attached, an increase from the half-million amount of previous years. Since 1981, the Chicago-based John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation Fellowships have been selected by a secret process for which no one may apply. This year's winners include 13 men and 11 women from 32 to 60 years old. Some of the notable winners in the radio and experimental music fields: Jeremy Denk, 43, of New York, a concert pianist that plays standard repertory and 20th century works and writes for The New Yorker, New Republic, and other publications. Carl Haber, 54, Berkeley, California, experimental physicist Haber has invented new means for recapturing fragile aural documents. Recordings made on wax cylinders, lacquer discs, and other historic technologies have been retrieved by Haber and colleagues using a non-contact technique that transforms visual data into a digital sound file. Haber is behind the cleaning up of the first recording of Alexander Graham Bell from 1885.
Alexander.
VJ Iyer, 41, of New York, is a jazz pianist that brings the sounds of his Indian heritage into jazz improvisation and composition. And Dina Katabi, 42, from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Katabi, a professor at the Massachusetts Institutes of Technology, and her collaborators have created ways of sending radio waves faster, more safely, and more securely. She has, quote, shown that Wi-Fi signals can be used to read the movement of a person's body, enabling a computer to receive instructions delivered by gesture rather than by keystroke, unquote. You can read that full story in the Chicago Tribune. Friday Morning Quarterback, a radio trade magazine, reports that radio consultant firm Mark Kassoff and Company has revealed a portion of its annual Listener Think P1 study, and the research shows that 70% of 18 to 64-year-old radio listeners agree with the statement, quote, if you couldn't listen to radio, you'd feel something important was missing from your life, unquote. Only 27% disagree, while 3% don't know. The study also said that 53% of 18 to 64-year-olds agree strongly or slightly that, quote, radio isn't as good as it used to be, unquote. The findings are based on 989 online interviews with radio listeners in the U.S. conducted in September.